For this assignment. Quickly, before I call the servant of the Lord, I want us to open our Bible to the book of Acts. I welcome all the pastors in the house, the PFN ministers and executive for coming. Acts chapter 4 verse 23. Being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elder had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did I hidden rage? And the people imagined vain things. And the king of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against the holy child of God, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentile, and the people of Israel were gathered together. And for to do whatsoever thy hands and thy counsel determined to be done. And now, Lord, behold that threatening of, and grant unto thy servant that which all boldness they may speak the word, by stretching forth thy hands to heal. That signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy son Jesus. Everybody, can we take verse 31 together? And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God. But now, quickly, the next 10 minutes I should be done. If at all we came all the way from Abuja to waste our time, we should not waste you people's time also. Whatever we may cause to join in all the way, it's not something for show. It is because God, there is a grace for the next level that is about to hit somebody's life. Impact is making
noticeable effect. Impact is making noticeable effect. This meeting is greater impact. It's for people that have been making impact and are trusting God for something greater. Hallelujah. Just leave it. Just leave it. Now, listen to this. What is impact? Making noticeable effect on something or lives. Oh, Jesus. The kind of impact we are trusting God today is an impact that raised generous. What kind of impact that raised generous? Not money mongers. Not men and women whose belly is the reason why they are in ministry. Not men in raising decorated sinners. We are trusting God for greater impact that raised generous. As a woman, the kind of children coming out of your womb, they are not just normal children, they are instruments, they are weapons. You are raising generous for the nations of the earth. So a woman like a woman called Susanna Wesley gave birth to several children and went all the way to raise John and Charles Wesley to the nations of the earth as general. Spent every day 1 hour to pray for them, each of them. What kind of impact this woman has made on these people? It is a greater impact than raised generals. What kind of impact are we trusting the Lord for? We are trusting God for impacts that raise generous. The people that will come out of your ministry, they are not bread and butter Christians. Pastors that you will produce, they are not tithe and offering pastors. They are men that raise warriors. There are people raising members, and there are men that raise warriors. There are pastors raising members. There are also pastors that what comes out of them, they are not pastors, they are warriors, generational entities. Kenneth Hagin happens to be one of them. He raised generous. God's servant, the Bishop Oyedepo, cannot conclude his history without making mention of the impact and the impact of Kenneth Hagin in his life. Kenneth Copeland will not be able to conclude his story without the impact and the impute of Kenneth Hagin. Daddy Adeboye met God's servant Kenneth Hagin, and something turned around in his ministry. What kind of a man is Kenneth Hagin that the kind of men he produced, that his oil produced, are generous with their matters? And every major 90% of Pentecostal people in Nigeria, churches and ministry, they cannot deny the fact that they have drunk and they are drinking from the fountain of Kenneth Hagin. even though you have never stepped on this soil before he died, 2003. When we talk about greater impact, we are talking about impact that is transgenerational. Number two, impact that a generation is not, cannot exhaust. Nobody can live in two generations. But you make this impact, and the impact will strike several chords in the coming generations. These are the kind of impact we are looking for. Not someone lift up your hands and pray in the spirit. Say, I receive the help of the spirit. I felt my life breathe on me as I look to thee for life. Affects my life, breathe on me. I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. As I look to thee for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. I look to thee for life. Impact that is transgenerational. How come you are alive and your ministry is dying in your presence? When there are people that died several years and decades, and the moment they died, ministry escalated to next level explosions. MC Mark Persis, the setman, the founder of Foursquare, after her death, Foursquare exploded over nations because the kind of impact that she carried happens to be impact that is transgenerational. Whenever you see a pastor alive and the church is going down, either something is wrong with the vision or something is wrong with the man. God will never give you a vision that ends with you. It is a transgenerational. What kind of impact are we talking about? It's not the impact you are explaining things. We are explaining to people your commitment. How many days you have fasted? How many days and that on the social media this generation? No! Let your results speak. It is the impact that is undeniable, tangible, and enviable, and palpable. You don't tell a blind man that there is no fish or meat in the soup. An impact that you don't need to explain so much about how many times you go to mountain. But your result is speaking, is commanding certain things. For the testimony concerning our text scripture, when they questioned that guy, hello, what happens to you? He said, this guy is 40 years of age, ask him. And they said, a miracle has been done, and we cannot deny it. This is what we call impact, that is palpable, tangible, enviable, and what? Undeniable. Somebody lift up and say, I receive greater power for greater grace. Greater power, greater grace for greater impact. What kind of impact do we need? It is the impact that is beyond your preaching. Impact that is beyond your preaching and your presence. Hey, until you come to the point, servant of God, whereby you are not on ground, even though you are not on ground, something is happening. What you carry is walking, the spirit following you. The grace upon your life works even though you are not on ground. Whenever you see a pastor, anytime he's not on ground, something will go down. That church is suffering from closed heaven. Greater impact. You are a man of impact. Even though if you are not there physically, oh my God, something happened. You may not be preaching, but your sitting down is commanding certain results. People said, the way you sit down, sometimes I'm not comfortable. You are not sitting on the altar, you are sitting among men on the pew. But your ear, what is radiating from your ear is commanding impact. Anytime that is until you preach, before you make impact, something is wrong with that impact. Anytime that it is when you are present, something happens, something that impact. A time is coming, and now is the time whereby men will think about the way you do ministry. Men will just be thinking about you in their house, and suddenly the spirit of prayer will come upon them. You are not there praying, you are not there preaching, you are not there physically, but there is something about you that makes people to pray. Stop looking for where to preach. Stop trying to make impression. Trust the Lord for an impact that is beyond physical presence and verbal preaching. Can we round up? Let me say this. God will not be true with you. Because you are here tonight, God will not be true with you. Don't let him be through with you. He has much. You can do more. You can do more. You can do greater, more impact, greater works. Elijah didn't know what he carried. He didn't know what he carried. That despite all he have done, he can still do more. Now the person he was running away from, he had what it takes to handle Jezebel with ease. Works, greater impact. There are some of you now, what God has shown to you at the beginning of your ministry cannot be compared with what he will show to you on the way. What he will be showing to you as you join in into greater impact, God will begin to unveil several things to you. I have this thing in stock for you. I don't want to reveal it to you then when I first call you. I have this thing in stock for you. And to some of you also, God will begin to give you some people's territory and mantles. Men that does not know what to do with their territories, what to do with their mantles. God said, you have found faithful. I am giving it back to you. Does not achieve his best in your past. Your past, your best is yet to come. And the world is not looking for who you are now. The world is looking for a better version of you. Get up for greater impact. You have no excuse. You have no excuse. There are a cloud of witnesses. You are surrounded with men that has worked with God. They are watching you running this race. They have opened you to several dimensions and truths. Oh, there are certain things you don't need to begin to struggle to get. They have gotten it for you in their work with God. You have everything it takes to walk into greater glory and greater impact. Churches that are not making impact, devil does not disturb them. Churches that are hosting Yahoo boys, devil will never attack them. Churches that are decorating prostitutes, devil will not attack them. Anytime you see it attack here and there, devil is afraid of somebody. Devil is afraid of something. That is the time you analyze your current state of impact. I say it is time for us to go higher. When you see your position, go higher. When you see your position, go higher. When you see your position, go higher. Number two. And be let go, they went to their own company. you must have a company. Greater impact is not in view if you are joining solo in life. You need company. They went to their company. They went back to their company. I am praying when church will become a company. I am praying a time when church becomes a company. I am trusting God for a time when church becomes a company.
Use me, Lord. Make me a practical instrument for you. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Make me a practical instrument for you. Somebody say. Radical instrument for you. Use me.
And finally, as they pray, the place where they were, in chapter 2, it was their tongue that was shaking. In chapter 4, when company prayed, the ground where the one shaking. The ground began to shake. One of the reasons why the ground shook is to fuel their audacity and to embody them. Have you seen ground being shaken? Nothing can shake you again. Keep going. Declare the word. You must pray to the point you are filled with the Holy Ghost again and again. What fills you and the capacity determines the level of your impact. What fills your heart? Men that great make great impact. They were men and women whose heart filled with matter that are weightier. Weightier matter. What fills you and the degree of what fills you determines the level of your impact. It is either you are full of yourself or you are full of the Holy Ghost or you are full of demons. You can't be empty. If you're not full of the Holy Ghost and not full of the demonic spirit, then you must be full of yourself. What is your impact is the level of your capacity. Listen to this. When I take a bullet, is bullet powerful? Can bullet kills? Can it kills? When I take a bullet and I throw it on a dog, can that bullet kill the dog? But the bullet has the potential to kill the dog. But I carry the bullet and I use hand to throw it on a dog. But when I carry that same bullet and put it in AK-47 and I shoot the dog, what will happen? What is the difference? The difference is what? The force. That is why the Bible said, and they went and they spake the word of God with boldness. People can speak God's word yet does not have any result, because it is what you speak it with that causes the impact. It is the capacity with which you shoot it. Yes, the word of the Lord is speaking. You are speaking. saying the genuine word of God, but the capacity with which you are saying it has rendered the word useless. The word is a seed, it has potential, but it's in the wrong hand or powerless hand. Get ready for greater impact. And don't forget what I told you. If we join in all the way from Abuja, oh my God, to waste our time to see how adequate is, very beautiful. Make up your mind that we will not waste your time here. Can you rise up on your feet? Why, I welcome God's servant, Apostle Benjamin Sulola, to take over here.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Oh, oh, oh.
I would just like us to pray on the dealings of the Spirit tonight. Because of time, I won't want to take us further. It is not about so much you have received, but about how much is beneficial. We have been receiving the word of the Lord from different ways, in different dimensions. How much has actually impacted our lives and ministries? How much? In John 6:63, Jesus said, it is the Spirit that gives life. He said, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So every time the word of God and this meeting is focusing on ministers, it is not the word we preach that makes us. It is the word we receive and believe. I'd like us to go and prepare for tomorrow. You know, God's servant said something. He said, if we have come all the way, we left Abuja since Sunday to different mission centers. We arrived in a place, in a village, in a place last night. And this morning, very early, we just have to be on our way to be here. If we have gone all the way to come and waste your time, or leave Abuja to come and waste our time, you should know that you are not here to waste your time. What I'm saying in essence is that God is about to open a new door of greater impact. We are not meant for ephemeral impact in ministry. God does not call anyone to be limited. And there is no inferior calling. There is no superior calling. The call of God on your life has already been ordained by the Lord for impact. And please, impact is not just, first of all, being famous. You can be famous and not be impactful. And there are so many famous ministers all around. And less impact. Impact is an effect of a transformed life. You are in ministry, I am in ministry, that the lives of people, there is evidential effect that Christ has changed them. Not that they are speaking in tongues, but they have entered into their own God-given ordained destinies. Many churches all over today feel transformation. Something has injured the body of Christ. And we are saying it can no longer be so. And Sama, until you are personally ready, impact begins from a personal readiness to say, Lord, don't let my life be of no value to your kingdom. Don't let my ministry be out of reckoning, out of recognition. No. Lord, let my ministry generate your effect. My
generation. This is why we are here. And we are going to be praying in the next few minutes. I promise you, in less than 10 minutes, we are going to be done. I will leave here. We are praying on what God has shared with us. Whatever the Lord wants me to share with you, I will share tomorrow. I'd like us to trust the Lord. Analyze your current state of impact. What does that mean? Are you satisfied with the level of your impact? Are you satisfied? Is this all that God wants to do with you? Is this all that God has called you for? The prodigal son, when the Bible says he came to himself, he realized he was not the son of ordinary man. He was a son of a man that controls servant. And the things they were giving him to eat, he knew the servant in his father's house, they don't eat such. I mean slaves. I mean servant. And the Bible says he came to himself. He came to himself. This is not ought to be me. The slaves in my father's house, their impact is more than this. There is something about them that manifests God more than this. There is something about them that shows fruitfulness of the call of God on their life more than this. He said that we arise. He analyzed his current state of impact. He knew he could not end his life like that. I don't know about you tonight. Are you ready to end your ministry like this? This is where we are to begin from. There must be a desperation in your heart. And say, Lord, don't leave me like this. That's our first cry tonight. Lord, don't leave me like this. I am not measure up to that which you have called me. Apostle Paul talked about the price of higher calling in Christ Jesus. That was his target. That was his target. Until you analyze your current state, you cannot go beyond it. I'd like you to cry, Lord, don't leave me like this. Berego shataya la barabaya. Memba baba 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 la kataya. Some of us are wasting the gift of God, the grace of God upon our lives. Oto loko panda lekadebia. I want you to cry. The Lord has ordained this conference. This conference, because of your purpose, because of your assignment, and say, Lord, don't leave me like this. Even though you are a prodigal, even if I am a prodigal, even if I have wasted in the past years divine potentials for greater impact, upon my life, I can still arise and go back to my Father. He has more than enough. He can restore me. He can restore me. My Father can restore me. I cannot remain like this. Are you crowning at all? Are Lord, I analyze my current state of your impact through my life and my ministry, and I discover I am not measuring all. Lord mercy,
are you praying at all? I don't like the way you are praying. I don't like
We have not come here to pray. We have come to set you on fire. Lord, don't let me this way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In all the places we have been in this 1 week, we first had an encounter with Christian Association of Nigeria in chapter in Kogi State. There was so much a great hunger. So much a great hunger. And in all the places we have been, there have been great hunger. And I know there is a great hunger here tonight. Jesus said, blessed are they who thirst and hunger after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I want you to pray prayer number 2. You must have a company. You must have a company. You must have a company. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible talk about Saul. When God was to anoint him and elevate him into a dimension of greater impact, he was to enter into his kingly destiny. The prophet told him, as you are mounting up the mountain, you will meet a company of the prophet, and they will begin to prophesy, and as they prophesy, the spirit of the Lord will rest upon you, and you will prophesy with them. It is your company that determines your effect. It is your company that determines your impact. There are some of us tonight that Lord need to separate us from the company that is killing the fire of God in our lives. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. As a man sharpen the countenance of his friend, when they went into their own company, when they went into their own company, a new fire erupted. I want you to cry to God, Lord, relocate me tonight from every company that is quenching your fire. Disconnect me. Disconnect my ministry. Disconnect my calling from every company that is quenching your call, your impact upon my ministry. Are you praying at all? Lord, connect me with the right company you have ordained for me for greater impact in my ministry, in my calling. Here I go. Are you groaning? Are you praying? Lord, disconnect you from every unprofitable company, unfruitful company, unfruitful company, unfruitful company.
unfruitful company, unfruitful company, unprofitable company.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
The last one. That's the last prayer. You are to pray to overflowing of the Spirit. The Spirit that fills you determines the impact that flows out of you. The Spirit that fills you. In Mark chapter 5, a madman, we only knew his name according to the location of his limitation.
Yes, Lord.
The location of his limitation was Gadara. The Bible called him a madman of Gadara. Why? It was madness flowing out of his life. Oh, I want to prophesy over somebody right now. Everything that is not of God, everything that is not of Jesus, that has been flowing out of you, contrary to who God made you to be, contrary to who God created you to be, I command the source of that flow. I command the source of that flow. I command the source of that flow to dry up right now.
Amen.
When Jesus got there, the Bible says this is the last prayer. Brothers and sisters and men of God, we're about to live here. But please, this can be a life-changing and ministry-transforming prayer for you. Jesus got there. Why do you think Jesus loved to play with words? He only said, he said to him, what is your name? Why do you think Jesus was asking? For the name of the manifestation in the life of that madman of Gadara. He wanted us to know, what fills you determines what flows from you. The Bible says they said they are legions. In other words, they were more than a 2,000. That man, nobody could tame him. When they put chains, he will use his hand to break the chains. That is the extent of demonic infilling. How much more when the Holy Ghost of God, when the Holy Spirit of God takes his place in your ministry, takes his place in your calling, takes his place in your gift, I want you to pray this final prayer. Holy Ghost, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up for the greater impact that is required. Every wrong feeling whatsoever that has filled me wrongly, Lord, send them away. Whatever that has filled me up, contrary to your power, contrary to your spirit, bringing wrong impact, bringing limited impact, bringing contrary impact in my ministry, Holy Ghost, in this conference, take your place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Please lift your two hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In this night one, I speak upon all ministries represented here. That every spirit of limited impact, every yoke of no impact, every yoke of strong good impact, I terminate them right now.
Amen.
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 As you go for this night one, before we appear before God tomorrow morning, that which is required for your ministry to open up to a greater impact in this season of the night, in this season of the night, that encounter shall happen to you.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to the name of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Please wave your hands and celebrate Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please don't miss tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow. God bless.
Somebody shout a big hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As you go tonight, the blessings of God are upon you.
Amen.
All the prayers of our fathers in the house concerning each and every one of us, they come to pass.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Before you sit down, please.